When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24/7 home of the black and gold, SNR Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson. This is The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio, your one-stop shop for all things Steelers football. And, well, we talk a lot of the other rest of the league as well on here as well. Matt, you mentioned trade candidates, and we've talked about that. So I thought we'd go through here and look at some guys who are potential.
Yeah, there's some names floating around.
This is coming from Pro Football Focus here. Mm-hmm. Some guys who could be on the block here, and of course, leading that group is Roquan Smith. I don't think he's on the block. He's going to come back and play on his
finish out
fifth
his
year option deal for them. He did request a trade on August 9th. I think they've come to an agreement that hey, we're just going to let this play out and see where it goes.
My take on that, and I know Steeler fans all wanted Roquan. I just think that this goes back to a conversation we're going to have down the road of linebackers take a while to adjust in the NFL, and Roquan was no different. And looks like he's over the hump as a really good player and now in his prime years. But therefore, I got to give up a pretty good pick and a big salary. And Khalil Mack's a great example with these guys. Jamal Adams. They all look like great players when the deal's made.
Yeah.
But when you got to do two things and both of them are big, substantial money and picks, rarely does it work out for the new team.
Yeah, here's the projected trade value from Pro Football Focus for what it would take to get to pry Roquan Smith. And I don't even think this would get it done. A 2023 second-round pick and a 2024 fifth-round pick. I don't think that gets it done.
I don't know that it does either.
And then, as you said, you got to pay the guy.
Then you got to pay him on top. That he's going to be the highest-paid linebacker or near the top. So you're really dipping
now,
into your resources.
Off-ball linebackers, you're talking about $15 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
But that's still a $15 million a year hit, and you don't have you're losing a couple of premium draft picks. Mm-hmm.
And to bring it back to the Steelers, we've talked a lot about they're in a really nice cap situation.
Yeah.
They could pull it off. But right now they have the most expensive defense in the league and the cheapest offense in the league. And I know some of that's fudging the numbers a little bit. It's not like they have nothing involved or invested on offense. But you probably want that to be more like 50-50. How much money do you want to be dumping into the defense when you could draft a second-round linebacker who's making a fraction of that, whose best years still might be ahead of them, and you don't have to give up picks for or whatever. So I don't quite get it. And then the other note is no one has close to the amount of cap space as the Bears next year.
Right.
So if they love him, why don't we talk after the year? We might franchise
unless he
you,
just
give
doesn't
you a deal.
Want to be there.
If he hates Chicago and looks at this situation like Minka did Miami, that's different. But if it's, hey, you could be Urlacher, Singletary, Butkus, Roquan, and we'll pay you accordingly, and you're our foundational defensive player, they can do it.
Yeah, and they're going to a 4-3 base defense now. He's going to be the weak side linebacker.
Yeah.
He may like that better.
Well, the Eberflus Colts system is very conducive to making plays at the linebacker position.
Yeah.
Darius Leonard's the poster boy.
Yeah, so we get that opportunity.
Yeah.
Kareem Hunt with the Browns, his projected trade value, a 2024 fifth-round pick, but he's making about $6 million.
That's why you can get him that cheap, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's about the right price for him.
Yeah.
Because he's better than give you a seventh round pick just to get him off your roster type guy, yeah. obviously.
And he's probably the
14th, 15th.
I was going to say 15th to 18th best running back, somewhere in that range, 12, 15, 18, somewhere
he's
in that range.
He's an upgrade for half the league.
Yeah. But how long is that going to
be?
That's the thing. He's not as, you know, he's been around for a while
he's
now.
He's been around for a while. He is an off the field incident that half the teams probably wouldn't even consider it. And for the Browns, it makes sense because they gave Johnson high restricted money, from what I understand.
Yes.
And then they drafted someone in the fifth round.
Ford.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. His name was slipping me, but he's been looking good, and I liked him coming out of school. And they could use an extra pick. I mean, they've mortgaged a lot for the Watson stuff.
Yeah. You know, whether a fifth-round pick would really help them all that much. And they're saying a 2024 fifth-round pick.
Oh, really?
So it's not even next year.
It's not even next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see him moving, though.
I could see that happening if they finally come to the realization it's not going to happen for them this year.
Mm-hmm. Could be a trade deadline thing, yeah. or
just
a contender loses a back in week two or something.
I could see them doing that with a couple different players. Like, okay, we're just going to sell these guys off here. We're gonna take our lumps here this year. Mm-hmm. At the very least, they still have their second round pick next year.
Right.
So if you can get that into the first three or four picks in round two, mm-hmm. it's almost like having a first round pick.
It makes your problems a little easier. Yeah. And you could roll some cap money over to next year too and alleviate some concerns.
But. Yeah. Jimmy G.
I don't think he's going to be a Niner. I still don't know what to think of him though,
yeah.
Where he's going to land. Said I thought Cleveland had a chance, but I don't think that anymore.
Yeah, they said projected trade value, not available. He'll be released soon.
Probably. But I like your theory on it, though. Like, just wait till somebody gets hurt.
That's what you can afford to do it.
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to use that money anywhere else.
Right. Whether, you could roll it over to next year, and that's mm-hmm. that's great.
Yeah.
But if it's week three, okay, it only cost you $3 million, and if I get a much better pick out of it.
Right. I mean, if a Kirk Cousins or a Tannehill were to get hurt, you're
the
get
first
something.
Team. Yeah,
you're the only call.
Yeah,
or the when Wilson went down, I thought immediately. Well, no, they finally found their suitor.
Yeah,
so someone's going to present themselves.
Or, let's say it's Derek Carr or someone like that.
Yeah, right.
These teams that think they're
decent
in it.
Team yeah. early in the season, right? That he could slip right in, very versed in the Shanahan scheme, which majority of the league's running anyway. So he might adapt quicker.
Yeah,
I think he's healthy finally or close to it. I guess what's sticky would be, I don't think it's a we hate you, Jimmy situation. I know it's not. But if he were there week one, is he your number two on the sideline sitting there in pads? Because he hasn't done that in camp either. He's kind of been like an excused absence.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it starts, well, Lance had three bad games. What about Jimmy?
What about Jimmy?
That's
yeah,
what
Jimmy's
they
hanging
don't
around.
Want.
Yeah.
That's what they don't want.
Absolutely.
It's all about Lance, which is the right move.
This is a strange one.
Okay.
I haven't seen this one. Tight end. I just got you pricked up your ears there.
Yeah.
Darren Waller.
I don't get that at all.
Projected trade value, a 2023 second round pick and a 2024 fourth round draft pick.
I think they would get that, unless I'm missing something in this equation.
Although he's an older guy.
I'd say he's been in the league longer than you think.
They have a reasonable backup.
That's the thing is Moreau's a good player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could afford to do it. And, if you think that he's already reached as high as he's going to get and you're not,
mm-hmm.
okay, you got 2 miles to feed there already on the outside.
Yeah.
You got Renfro and Adams. Okay. Oh, do we really need Waller at this point?
I mean, his target share has to go down.
Right.
I mean, it has to. But he's still a top four or five tight end.
Yeah.
And they're in it to win it. I mean, they mortgage their future in a big way to win it right now. I don't know why they would change that theory up. And
well, they're saying that he's going to want new money soon.
Okay, so there has to be some contract situation.
He's got two years left at $14 million on his remaining two seasons.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Okay. He's going to want more than that.
Yeah.
But He doesn't have a lot of bargaining power, though. In two years, what's he going to be worth?
Yeah, right. He'll be in his 30s at that point.
If you were Green Bay, would you give him a two?
Well, they're one of the teams that are listed on there. They're Packers and Texans. I don't see the Texans being in on that, but the Packers? Okay, I could see that.
I mean, that would change the way I look at Green Bay.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. Yeah, I mean, what about the Rams or someone that's just super aggressive? Bucks.
Perhaps, yeah. You know. The Buccaneers, I could see, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be one.
They get a lot out of them.
The next guy on here, offensive tackle, Tevin Jenkins of Chicago Bears. The projected trade value, a 2023 fourth-round draft pick.
Yeah.
Tevin Jenkins.
I'm sure you got a lot of these tweets, too.
Yeah.
You know, well, while you're in the mood, while you're trading for Roquan, get Jenkins thrown in. And, you know, a lot of us were pretty high on him as a potential Steeler first-round pick.
Then the more I watched, the less intrigued I was.
Got less and less fond of him.
Yeah.
I was even told after the fact that the Steelers weren't super high on him. They had some questions. Right now, he's a guard. You know, he's washing out a tackle in one of the worst lines in the league. He's their starting right guard because he has not played well at all since being in the league.
Yeah.
You know.
And he's had back issues.
And say his injury stuff, right?
Yeah. So.
And he has first-round money, which isn't nothing for a young guy.
Buyer beware on that one. We'll see. Wide receivers.
Guys, if the Bears are trading offensive linemen, that'd be like the Steelers offering up guys. You know, like there's some lines in the league that can't afford to lose anybody. Time tells you all you know.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of wide receivers on this list, and you might be able to add a couple Steelers on here as well.
I could add a bunch of running backs to the list. I think Josh Jacobs, some of those guys could move too.
Darius Slayton is one.
He's not going to make that team. Yeah. He's going to be bottom in roster. Yeah.
They're saying it's a 2023 sixth-round draft pick. He'd get him. The team fits Baltimore, Chicago, Indianapolis, Tennessee.
He can get downfield. He's had some moments.
Yeah. No, I could see it's one of those teams. He has 1 year left at $2.54 million.
I mean, a team like Atlanta or Tennessee, they don't
could use a guy like that.
Yeah. He'd make their team.
This next guy is probably not going to – you're not going to get anything for this guy. Denzel Mims. With the Jets.
I'm sure people have called them for 3 years now, or 2 years.
It's never happened for him.
It's never going to. No.
Nelson Aguilar with the Patriots. Apparently, he's on his way out. He's been thrown out of practice at least twice.
Has he? Okay.
Yeah.
Heard is that he's been lighting up practice, that he's been their best receiver.
Or maybe I'm confusing him.
You might be right. I don't know.
Kendrick Bourne was the guy who's been thrown out of practice.
Him and Mac Jones got in some kind of fight. Yeah. There's something going on there, right. Who knows?
But they've got Devontae Parker. You got Jakobi Meyers.
Yeah.
Tyquan Thornton is going to miss some time. So that
makes sense. That might make it a little less expendable.
But he's a $9 million salary.
That was one of their worst deals
that
they made.
That's ridiculous.
Everyone made a big fuss of the Henry Jonnu Smith offseason signings. Well, the same one was Aguilar, and he's had like half a good year in his whole life.
Yeah.
You know, I'd rather invest in Hunter Henry than Aguilar.
Half a good year in his whole life. Lynn Bowden Jr. and Preston Williams with the Dolphins.
Lynn Bowden's had the craziest career ever. I mean,
yeah.
The Raiders draft him. I think they draft him in the third round. Before, I think, he even training camp his rookie year, they traded him for a fifth.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? I mean, by the way, you want to get a good laugh? Go to drafthistory.com and look at the Raiders' last four drafts or so. It's like they're all gone. I mean, they've had all these picks.
Except for Clelin...
Farrell.
Yeah.
I bet he's on this list, though.
He's not on the list. He should be.
He should be because they got two edge guys now, and his contract's
and
coming
up. And he's not one of them.
I saw Leatherwood on one of these lists, too.
Terrible.
I mean, that's like Tevin Jenkins. That's former first-round O-lineman.
He actually should be playing guard.
He should be playing guard, and he's probably their starting right tackle.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know.
And Preston Williams is a, you know, he's got a little juice.
He's had moments, too. He's big go-up-and-get-it type.
Yeah. Switching over here to CBS Sports, they've got some guys listed too.
Okay.
A lot of them the same guys.
Okay,
but,
I forget what list I saw.
One is Chiefs running back Ronald Jones.
He's probably going to get cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you could just wait that one out.
You could probably wait that one out.
Yeah.
He doesn't have much value. I mean, he is a zero in the passing game.
Browns running back D'Ernest Johnson.
I guess if you're going to keep Hunt, Johnson's younger.
You can't have... like $20 million tied up in your running back.
No, it's terrible business. Right. I mean, it's great to have Hunt and Chubb, and we can do our lists in the offseason of who is the best running back room in the league. Great. But that's not where you want your money.
Yeah, you can only give one of them the ball on every play.
Right, and then you get the Ernest Johnson.
It's not like wide receivers where you're putting a bunch of them on the field and saying, "Okay, somebody go get open."
Right,
you're not going to run a wishbone,
guys. Right, you know. And people
maybe they will run the wishbone this year. Maybe that's the plan.
Right. And these teams always flirt with it. Green Bay is going to put Jones and Dillon on the field together. Dallas is going to put Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott on the field together. Singletary and Cook in Buffalo. I'll believe it when I see it on all those. Like, it's always fun to say, and no one ever runs this pony package with two running backs. Hardly ever.
Well, I do think we're going to see from the Steelers this year some packages where Anthony McFarland is on the field.
Yeah. They're always great in theory.
It's a different skill set.
Right. That's kind of like Green Bay and Dallas, too. Like, Dallas is desperately looking for a slot receiver. I guess Pollard's taking reps in the slot.
Yeah, which makes some sense.
Devontae Adams is gone. Aaron Jones, you catch the ball great. Our best five players are Dylan Jones and three other dudes.
You do that when you don't have enough good receivers.
Exactly. Yeah. You'd rather they're not going to be Claypool Wild or Pickens, right?
Yeah.
But the Steelers might have a wrinkle. I agree with you there.
Eagles wide receiver Jalen Reagor.
You're not going to get much.
You're not going to get much at all.
He's probably fourth on the depth chart now because Watkins has to be ahead of him.
Yeah.
Plus the stars, you know.
He is still just 23 years old, though.
I would say if I was a bad team, Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'll give you a seventh or a sixth for him.
It doesn't have any receivers.
Right.
This guy, we're just going to give this guy a chance to see what he is.
Mm-hmm. What's the problem in Philly? Can he not learn? Does he not practice hard? Whatever. But he has talent.
Yeah.
And I don't know that there's definite
talent there.
I don't know that he's a total washout, can't play.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't go give you anything for... Who's a Stanford kid that Philly drafted? It's now a tight end.
Arcega Whiteside.
Yeah, that could never run to begin with. You know, like, I'm not resurrecting his career, but I'll bring in Reagor for a seventh or sixth.
Yeah, Reagor Targaryen.
There you go.
Jaguars wide receiver, Laviska Shenault.
I still like him. I can't quite quit him.
I don't think he has a spot.
Yeah, he may be Cordarrelle Patterson,
you
know, or none of the above.
Speaking of Cordarrelle Patterson... He made the list of the NFL's top the NFL players' top 100. Oh, you got to be kidding
that
me.
That rubs me wrong. Yeah. I mean, he's not even as good a return man as he used to be. He was a great returner, but that doesn't make the top 100 for me.
No,
but I bet you get him on a deal, too.
Yeah. Lions wide receiver, Quintez Cephas. Think they're ready to quit on Quintez Cephas already? They just drafted him last year, right?
I think this is his third year.
This is third year now?
He's... a possession receiver.
Yeah.
You know, and I think they have found other guys, probably not Cephas's fault. He's good college tape.
Yeah.
And he had some moments in the NFL.
Rugged.
He's not fast, but, you know.
Bills tight end O.J. Howard.
I saw that one somewhere,
too. He doesn't look like he can run anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if he's ever been the same. I thought that was a really sneaky signing just to add him to the mix. You know, add him and Cook and these peripheral pieces. But it doesn't sound like it's working out so great.
No. One last guy on here for CBS is Ravens safety Chuck Clark.
Yeah.
That would make a lot of sense.
It would make a lot of sense.
But he's also kind of the glue in the back end of that
defense.
That's
what I say. I think he's the green dot guy.
Yeah.
And you have two new safeties at a position where it's super important to communicate. He's going to bring all that. He's going to be a Ryan Clark. You know, he's going to be that guy. And the other thing, and this is something we've talked about with Pittsburgh a ton, Queen isn't out of the woods yet as this next great first-round linebacker. And then the other linebackers there are just dudes.
I think you're going to see more and more teams do this three-safety package.
I 100% agree. And
including
I think Baltimore
the Steelers.
Is right at the top of the list.
And Baltimore certainly has the guys to do it with as well.
Right.
But I think the Steelers are leaning in that direction, too. And, that makes things interesting. If we were looking at Steelers, who might be... Some teams might be calling about. Who would you put? I would put Chris Wormley on.
That's not a bad
list.
One. Yeah, I actually thought about that the other day. That, boy, he has good tape. You could get something for him. I don't want to lose D-line depth because we've been down that road and we know how ugly that is. But, you know, I mean.
When you start looking at you know, cutting the roster and things of that nature, it's like I keep coming up with seven.
Yeah, and on the front, on defensive line.
And I don't know if anyone can keep seven. And he's the one guy that you could get something for.
That you would actually consider trading. Yeah. You're not going to trade Loudermilk. Or, you know,
Montrevious Adams isn't going to get you anything.
No, no one wants a Davis Brothers or Mondo. Yeah. Or, you know, I mean,
But you could get something for Chris Wormley.
Probably about what you paid for him.
Yeah, I think you'd get a fifth
or so. Right. I mean, he's a valuable dude. personally, I thought Claypool had a chance to draw that, but I think the Anthony Miller injury doesn't make me comfortable.
They've
anymore.
Got a plan for Claypool.
And I think it's a good plan.
Yeah.
And then we're starting to see the fruits of
it's
that.
It's a plan too. That we talked about last year.
right. We've been on this for
a
while.
And again, it's tough to make that transition in the middle of a season.
No, no doubt.
But this is, you know, I think that's where Claypool was going to be the slot receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it works. He's going to work out well for the Steelers with him in the slot.
Yeah. And so I would need a lot to move him anyway.
Yeah.
But if Miller was here, I could understand a scenario, but... I'm not buying it. Rudolph's an obvious name,
but again, I'm not going to just give him away.
Mm-mm.
for you know, we'll give you a 6 or a 7. No.
I think I'd take a 5.
A 5 would probably get it done for mm-hmm. me, but you know,
it's not a slam dunk.
It would depend on, you know, who we're giving him to. Is it going to be a late 5?
Mm-hmm.
Coming early 5? You know, you did get a little projection there, but...
I mean, you and I do 8 million mock drafts in draft season, and having an extra 5 is sure nice.
It is.
I mean, it really is. And, you know, having an extra 6 or 7 really
especially
isn't,
in a year like this where you're not going to get a compensatory pick.
Right. If you can pick up anything you can, or maybe you can take your 5th and 3rd and move into the end of the 2nd and get that center you wanted or whatever. You know, it gives you some buying power. It's like putting a couple bucks in your pocket, you know?
Yeah. Anybody else that you look at that maybe the...
I know people are going to want to say Bush, but I don't think that's a possibility.
I don't think that's going to happen.
And the other thing, too, is if you're a buyer on Bush, you're only renting them for the year.
Right.
You know, like, even if you loved them coming out of school, if you're the other team... He's a contract dilemma for you after that.
If you trade anything of value for him, you're going to mm-hmm. you almost have to pick up the contract because he's still 24 years old.
Yeah, right. I mean, you almost have to talk extension with him to bring him in. And, you know, I'm not saying Steelers should have picked up his 5th-year option. They shouldn't have. But he's not an easy guy to trade for. And
use
up
to
for
me, Wormley would be the guy that if I'm another team and I'm short on a defensive line,
mm-hmm.
that would be one that I would look at.
Would you keep a Mondo around or somebody like that too, in case you have 2 injuries? At least he's been around the block.
Yeah, I think
he wouldn't be my top 6.
No, but I think he'd certainly be somebody that, you know, I think he's a guy who's always in the right position and you know,
coaches seem to like him.
Yeah. But we'll
I can't
see.
Come up with anybody else?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's going to be something here over the next. Well, certainly, you know, this weekend I think we'll start to heat up a little bit more mm-hmm. as teams start to look at their roster. Okay, here's our roster construction. We got to cut down to 53 by Tuesday.
Yeah.
Actually, not so much this week. Maybe next week is the week for some of that
maybe,
stuff.
Maybe.
You know, after everybody gets down to their 53 and they start looking at what's available
out
there.
There's a flood of players.
Yeah.
I expect all these backs to get, you know, or all these linebackers.
So now you just wait and see what's available. And then, okay, well, there's not much out there in the defensive line or there's not much out there in the quarterback market that we like.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can make a deal here with somebody.
Yeah. Sims or Boykin?
Potentially, I could see.
I mean, it's 7th.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about some of these other receivers here. There's a flood of, you know, of receivers out there that are going to be.
There's at least tape to watch on those guys, recent and their old teams.
Yeah.
Maybe. But they're probably more likely to be cut than somebody snags them because they're not super special.
No, yeah. I mean, you know, right. You know, it is what it is. I mean, you're probably going to, because of that position and so many guys at that mm-hmm. position, there are going to be guys out there who – teams like, and you know, we really love this guy in the draft. He didn't work out in that spot, but we'll take him.
Last name I want to throw out is Justin Lane. I don't think you get a thing for him, though. You know, I'm just thinking of a highly drafted dude who's still young. Another team might have loved coming out of school, you know, and there's not enough there.
Yeah, no, I agree.
There's no tape.
There just isn't. I mean, unless you want him as a special teams guy, and you know, at this point.
I'm not giving up anything for
I think him, he's a fine special teams player, but mm-hmm. it is what it is.
Right. Yeah.
And, well, that's how it goes. But we'll see how this continues to shape up here over the next couple of weeks here because, well, we still have 3 weeks before they play a game.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
We haven't dealt with this downtime.
Yeah.
But, I mean, some of my other outlets were talking about, boy, we think we have all these things to talk about, but we're going to have a little stretch here where things are quiet.
Real quiet.
We can talk fantasy for a while or predictions and things like that, but you know, there's not going to be a lot of new stuff there for a little stretch.
It's funny you mentioned fantasy, Matt, because that's what we're going to do next.
Okay.
This is The Drive, and we're going to take a break. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. When we come back, it's time for the Fantasy Football Focus. We will do that right after this.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.